Valkein kovu chazal. That's why our sages of blessed memory set up it filo. Ki ilu oimed lifnei hamelech. Davening is as if when you daven, as if you're standing before the king. At least you should show yourself as if you're standing. To the people that can see with their eyes of flesh what he does and what he speaks. So even though this person has no thought, this fool, he's a fool and he doesn't have any thoughts over there, but don't go and push it in front of everybody. You should at least pretend and show for everybody else that you're standing before the king. And for this idea, all the prayers have been instituted to the one who reflects in them well. What does it mean to, what is it, this subject, to see the glory of the king? That's what the davening is, to see, to appreciate, to get all that. So that's why we're davening. But one who doesn't show so, then he's guilty with his life. And about him it says in the Holy Zohar, the anig klono b'tikune ilo v'achazei proido, one who conducts himself with shame for the correction of the above, v'achazei proido, and he shows separation, v'lesle chelko chulko belakodi Yisrael rachman lezant, he has no portion in the God of Israel, God forbid. Which means he shows a shame in the fixing of the above, the tikkun, which means the davening and the time, he shows the shame by ignoring, doesn't have a portion. So what is therefore? Okay. Therefore, I'm just merely doing that, the Rebbe says, the shlichus, I'm going on the mission, I'm being an agent of our rabbis of blessed memory. That's all what I'm doing, Koavidna, that's what I'm doing. Ligzer gzeira shova, in other words, I'm not doing something new that I'm coming up. This has been instituted by the rabbis already, but I'm making a gzeira which shova l'chol nefesh, which is equal to all souls. Shaloi losuach sicha betela, not to talk any wasted talk, mishiyaschil ashliach tzibur lehispal latfila, from the moment, from the time that the Shliach Tzibur begins to daven the davening, ad gemar kaddish baser, until the end of the last kaddish. Shachris arvis mincha chulu, the morning, ma'ariv, and mincha. Not sure why he goes in the orders of shachris arvis mincha chulu, maybe the beginning of the day, the end of the day, and then the middle of the day, sort of two extremes, but v'oiver al zeh bizodn, and one who intentionally violates this gezeira that the Alter Rebbe makes over here, yeshev al ha'aretz, should sit on the ground, v'yavakish megimul anoshim she'atiru loy nidu shalomaylam. He should ask three people that they should permit for him the excommunication from above, v'shov v'rofeloy, and then he returns and he will be, it will be healing to him. And to begin with, it never rested upon him any excommunication going backwards. Why? For to begin with, it does not apply, it doesn't rest on ki'im only, al hamoridim v'hapoishim, those who are rebellious and those who are intentional sinners, she'einin choishim klal levakesh kaporim min hashemayim, they don't worry at all to seek, to ask atonement from the heavens, from above, from the Shemayim, and from people. Alaovin plili azeh, on this very serious sin. So one thing he's saying, if you do ask forgiveness, it doesn't rest on you and at all. Gam davki kshemedabrim bezodn b'shat nefesh. To begin with, this is only when you speak intentionally and you shat nefesh, you just ignore everything, you're just doing what you're doing. In other words, not we're not talking about somebody who forgets, or a few words have been thrown from his mouth without intention. That person doesn't need to permit that at all. That's not who we're talking about. We're not talking about somebody who happens to say a few words or somebody who forgot. We're only talking about somebody who's sitting deliberately, sitting there ignoring and doing what he wants to do, to sit in the shmuz. And he examines one's hearts and one's kidneys, the righteous God. I mean, so he knows whether it's a mistake or whether it's just something that you're doing and pretending that it's a mistake. So the Eibishter turn. Heitiva Hashem la toivim. May Hashem do good to the good, b'li yeshorim, to the correct, b'li boisam, in their heart.